Gantz says members are trying to keep outside groups from dictating where polling places and other items are placed. Gantz says it doesn't stop groups from encouraging all residents to vote.
If Bill Gates wants to come into South Dakota and give $10 million to encourage people to register to vote, encourage people to go to the polls, bring it on. Yes, we want every single penny. We'd happily tell them, do some TV ads, do some mailings to the public, get everyone who isn't registered to vote, and, you know, do whatever they would want to do on that private side, not in the actual administration of the election.
The measure concerns O.J. Siemens with the Native American voting rights group Four Directions. He says the organization has worked to improve voting access on reservations, and passage sends a message to Native Americans they don't matter.
In order for tribes and for tribal members to take and improve their social and their economic conditions on the reservation, they have to participate in the electoral process. Now, we're getting there. We have representatives, senators that are Native American that work with the legislative staff here to take and try to go forward. If this bill is to pass, what it's sending out is we want you to maintain those social and those economic problems. We don't want you to participate in these in the political process. And so we want everything to be status quo.
After nearly 40 minutes of discussion, Senate Bill 35 was killed by deferring it to the 41st day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.